A group known as the Benton County Advocates will host a 3rd District Republican debate tonight in Benton, but it won't include everyone. Organizer Bill Keller says there was no way all of the candidates could comment in a meaningful way on the major issues.
It just didn't fit. So we tried to come up with something that we considered was, well, I'm not sure that the word fair applies to politics.
But Keller says to succeed in politics, you have to raise money from voters. So competing tonight will be celebrated one-time wrestling coach Jim Gibbons, State Senator Brad Zahn, and aviation consultant Dave Funk, the three who have raised the most money not from political action committees or the Republican Party, but from individuals in the district. Another candidate, retired architect Mark Reese, has so far funded his campaign from his own wealth, and he's crying foul. Reese says he shouldn't be penalized for not raising money.
I have all the necessary elements and then some of a legitimate campaign. I've got a campaign staff, 3 paid campaign staffers. I've driven thousands of miles within the district. I've knocked on thousands of doors.
In their defense, organizers say they plan to include a 4th candidate if he came within half of the fundraising of the 3rd guy, but Reese's contributions fell far short of that. Reese says he appeals to moderates, and tonight's program will consist of 3 men trying to be the most conservative on the ballot. Bill Keller disputes that.
I'm not willing, I guess, to make a judgment on whether his ideas are better than or worse than anyone else.
Other observers are responding with varying degrees of sympathy. Myrna Lorling is president of the Iowa League of Women Voters, which has hosted many candidate forums in the past.
The league would find a way to offer an equal opportunity for communication to all the candidates.
Lorling says when they've hosted debates with lots of candidates, they've just let the thing run longer. That's not always an option for broadcast events.
I sympathize with Mark Reese and not being invited, but I also sympathize with the Benton County organizers.
That's Lynn Campbell with IowaPolitics.com, who invited all 7 of the 3rd District Republicans for a broadcast forum last month. Campbell raised some hackles when, for brevity, she asked for a show of hands on who would repeal health care reform.
And every candidate raised their hand except Dave Funk, who, you know, publicly issued a criticism that he's not in the 2nd grade and that he will, you know, it's not becoming of a congressional candidate to raise your hand.
Though each candidate did get 1 minute to explain his answer. Campbell says without any independent polling in the race, campaign contributions are about the only other basis for limiting the field. Mark Reese says voters are already upset about the role of money in politics.
But here we are still deciding, you know, an event like that based solely on money.
Reese wants to set the record straight, though. In spite of what some bloggers are saying, he says he's not angry at the Benton County Advocates. For their part, organizers say the event in Benton tonight will be one of the few opportunities for candidates to appear somewhere in the sprawling district besides Polk County. The League of Women Voters applauds them for that. I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.